dust by the radio. Life after dust, dust, dust by the radio.
You need to tune in to
dust by the radio. Life after dust, dust, dust by the radio.
Life after dust, dust, dust by the radio.
Career. Steady J hold the title, and I bet when the smoke clears, you gon' need you a bottle. Cause this song is real talk, ain't no American Idol. Jock is some more and Terry Lamona in your device. And if you don't tune in, you might as well play the lotto. Because your chances of winning is like wishing in a bottle. This is life after dust, music wins with hot models. We got em. Life after dust, dust, dust by the radio. The come up is a must, must. People tune in on your radio. You could even visit dustspot.com every Monday and Wednesday. Steady J is on.
You are now tuned in to Who Is Ricky Wayne. Wayne.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, how you doing, man? Movies. You did.
This is a fucking exclusive.
You did.
Been a fun whip, I be with a fun bitch. Need some extra dish, you swear that I been on some more shit. Need an extra toilet, I'm shitting on these rappers. I'm stunning these niggas, therefore you are not a bastard. Look, you know where I'm from, where them folk go dumb. Even in the nighttime, my chain shine bright as the sun. You know I'm real as they come, I ain't gotta force it. Couple of years ago, I was in the camera swearing like it was a foreign. You can holler at my bitch, but won't get chosen. Cause her standards are higher than a pilot that was smoking. Call me John Silver, I'm the king when it comes to stroking. She so wet, they fuck around and thought I found her in the ocean. Get some under my roof, sipping on my dudes. I'm like a walking movie, I'm the black Tom Cruise. I'm the black Justin Bieber, I got jungle fever. Don't let your girl come to my show, cause you gon' have to leave her. They praying for my downfall and they scared, but I will never fall like a nigga with 10 legs. Topped off of that Mizzy, swerve like Ricky Bobby. The way I'm kicking flavor, you would think I was in karate. Karate. Kicking shit with Vanilla Trill. I got more answers than Dr. Phil. If she got that ass, I'm a cop of field. I'm T-Wayne, I got a heart of steel. My team ride like a car with wheels. And you flipping sides, you a cartwheel, ass nigga. Fuck how you feel. Diving in that pussy like a motherfucker, me still. I don't take you serious. Homie, you ain't real. I'm just trying to get a meal. In a fucking meal. If you wanna battle me, then you gotta have some skill. Who is Ricky Wayne?
You are now tuned in to Who Is Ricky Wayne. Wayne.
What's up? What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life of the Dust Live. This is your boy, Steady J. And it is another Hot After Dusk Monday. That's where you talk about some of the hot news and hot messes going on around the industry in the world abroad. So can't wait to do that. Special guest will be checking in momentarily, which is my special guest co-host, DJ Rick, who is the community manager for DustSpot.com and director of photography for Human Chemist Magazine. So I can't wait to chop it up with him. And I know he's got a lot of great things going on. All right, so today, man, this is one of those days. First of all, let me go ahead and let you know that this is the second to last episode for this season. So this is the second to last episode. Our season finale will take place on this Wednesday, same time. And we'll be having a special guest, Sarah Stokes. You may know her originally from MTV's Making the Band 2. And now she's up in a new project coming on January 16th on Centric called From the Bottom Up. So I can't wait to chop it up with her this Wednesday. Be a great show. And, of course, you know, we'll be wrapping some stuff up as well during that show, so you don't want to miss it. All right, so this has been a great, like, and let me get back to a reason why I was saying that days like this make me want to rush the show because you just got so much material. Oh my God, you never run out of material for the show. It's ridiculous. I love it. And that's another great thing about having a show that's an hour recording, hour live recording, I should say, excuse me, because you get a chance to not have to be on so long. But if you got a great news week, there's never a beat missing. You can keep going. There's so much, the Steve Harvey incident, we'll be talking about that, involving Miss Universe, excuse me, Miss Universe 2015. We'll also be talking about other news going around with Miss Universe 2015 as well. So it's ridiculous. And shout out to me stumbling. You know, we go off the dome, I ain't reading nothing. So it's whatever. But I just can't wait, man. A lot of great stuff coming up to talk about for the show. I've already been seeing people talk about this week's Love and Hip Hop. Craziness. Because, you know, last week they didn't have her on last week's episode, but they had on this week's episode. And that is Cardi B. Cardi B. We're going to get into her, too. So, yeah. Y'all listen to Life of the Dust Live, your boy, City J. We're going to go into some music. On that first track you heard to start the show was T-Wayne Wants Some More Freestyle off his Who Is Ricky Wayne mixtape. This next track we're going to go into, let's see. What mood I'm feeling like being in today. Okay. Let's go with AV. And I'm gonna play that What You Smoking joint. Cause a lot of y'all must have been smoking something to think I'm just gonna let this Steve Harvey thing get away easily.
Smoke, yeah, smoke, yeah, just smoke, yeah, just smoke, yeah, yeah, okay, we smoke weed to say fuck problem, sell weed again if I got it, in the streets playing dodgeball, we don't catch cases, we just dodge them, Billy Garcia's bitch is sweet, fuck the law, smoke weed, change the law, legalize weed, ain't nothing wrong with abusing leads, a box of swishes, how much can you smoke? All we do is hustle, tired of being broke. Fuck you for an hour, really happy so. I was probably drunk as hell or rolling off that mo. LL, why you acting like you ain't high too? This weed hitting like Ryu, Jane red hair like Pyru. Big booze and C5-2, she right here and she high too. Roll the paper plane in the blood too. 10 on the sack, 5 on the brew. Wow.
Come back. Swiss sweets, Garcia, Vegas. Phyllis. Don't come back. Cigarellos. Big blunts. Calm it down. Free your mind, child. Free your mind, child.
What you smoke? Head OG. What you smoke? Blueberry. What you smoke? Cali Kush. What you smoke? Melody. What you smoke? Purple weed. What you smoke? Swiss and sweet. What you smoke? Paper plane. What you smoke? Okay, we smoke weed to say fuck problems. Roll another one and forgot it. Sitting patient in rotation. This laughing hard. This feels amazing. Vaporizers and bongs too. Gas masks in a bowl too. Colorado, what it do? Texas to legalize too. All the boxes and swishes. How much can you smoke? All my niggas hustle. Tired of being broke. It's harvest season, time to make it grow. Roll them back to back until my eyes is slow. Deep down in the dirty south, we know who got it by word of mouth. I hit you up, take a trip, buy an ape and probably smoke you out. Get a shotgun from a girl's mouth, hit the bubble. off faith, go pig out. Hit the studio and roll up again. And when I leave here, match with my friends.
Oh man, you already know how we do it down in Texas. Smoking big, banging UGK. Got the munchies like a motherfucker. Probably listening to that East Coast J, that West Coast pop.
I bought her own thick thigh, little pretty, and I be getting high when she getting low. You should see her hips fly when she on the pole. So I'ma go and get mine before I hit the dough. Girl, pop that, pop that. When I say start, don't stop that, stop that. Let her hot hit it. You gon' be addicted when I hot get it, huh?
Girl, don't hide it from me. You should be the type to provide it to me. And let a thug hit it. You ain't gotta get dressed or do your hair, girl, I got 24 hours. You get it right for me. I got 24 hours. 24 hours. 24 hours.
talk,
kinda talk.
I was thinking rough sex, hit it out the ballpark. One shot, two shot,
two shot.
Got the too drunk,
too drunk.
Ooh,
yeah.
Big booty on her,
booty
told
on
her back that up like Drewy on. Oh yeah,
fuck her for a real one.
Is it me or my girl? Choose one.
Choose
I'm
one.
With all my mind, then we all rich. Girl, I'm a boss and I need a boss.
Oh,
I got two more hours, and I'ma get no flowers.
No flowers.
Dollar sign, girl, get it tatted.
Tatted.
I like it when you call me Big Daddy.
24 hours. 24 hours, you getting ratchet for me. I got 24 hours.
Yeah. And he like how the do it. Yeah,
yeah. This is a remix. This is a remix.
All my ladies gon' pop that. Touch her toes. I know you wanna get naughty. Oh, Annie, are you okay? With me the long way. You a freak in the sheets.
Oh, girl.
Wait, no. The album. Cause I'ma give you what you need. Relax.
Annie, relax.
Yeah,
I'ma leave
yeah,
that foot
yeah.
down.
Annie,
yeah.
Girl.
White girl. Black girl.
Ooh,
24 well, hours.
Yeah.
Oh, girl.
24 hours.
I mean, really, Martin, all this talk about how I can't get a man. Please. Now, Martin, do I look like I can't get a man with all this wagon I'm dragging?
Yeah. This a public service announcement. I need all basic bitches off the dance floor. Yeah. And make room for all that wagon that she dragging. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sagging. She got me wanna hit it, cause these other niggas bragging. She do it so good, yup, I'm betting shawty practice.
But her ass so fat, yeah, just watch it when she drag.
OMG, and that bitch is sad. She so fine, make me take her to an island. Every nigga down the hill, they be bragging.
I see why.
I'm here to turn up and I know you are too. So go ahead and pull up like you know you want to. Listen, Drake Doctor, spill some game on you. On this track, I'm gonna turn up and I know you are too. And I know you are too. And I know you are too. On this track, I'm gonna turn up and I know you are too. And I know you are too. And I know you are too. On this track, I'm gonna turn up and I know you are too.
If you ain't come to turn up, then what you come for? Drink over the ice. No less than a four. Sip slow, pass out, wake up, drink some more. I'm here to turn up and spend this bankroll. She's twerking, twerking for that drink, yeah. She said she leaving with her home girl. I'm like, no, you ain't. Grab a cup, pour it up, mix it with some rye. Drink doctor, about to have the phone on live. Produced by instrumentals, guaranteed it won't fly. Turn up, turn up, turn it up a nine. Game over, cause we got flip on the track. Drank God's about to put the city on the map.
I'm here to turn up and I know you are too. So go ahead and pull up like you know you want to. Listen, Drank Doctor, spill some game on you. On this track, I'm gonna turn up and I know you are too. And I know you are too. And I know you are too. On this track, I'm gonna turn up and I know you are too. And I know you are too. And I know you are too. On this track, I'm gonna turn up and I know you are too.
Tonight, tonight, foes and Sprite, that's what I pose over ice. In a three-piece suit like chalk and white, so let's start this party right. I'm not the Bacardi type, I sit in VIP and let the Marley light. The way she's twerking, it could make you hard as ice. But if you thinking that I'm tricking, then you on the pipe. To keep my game tight is what I sworn for life. It costs to be a boss and y'all ain't knowing the price. So I'ma turn up until they turn on the light. Like that Clover Great, Flip Gates, Texas is my home state. And we've been sipping by the ever since Great Tape, so get our motherfucking mixtape.
I'm here to turn up and I know you are too. So go ahead and pull up like you know you want to. Listen, Drank Doctor, spill some game on you. On this track, I'm gonna turn up and I know you are too. And I know you are too. And I know you are too. On this track, I'm gonna turn up and I know you are too. And I know you are too. And I know you are too. On this track, I'm gonna turn up and I know you are too.
I'm smoking cookies, I'm on my jet. I'm mixing activists with high tech.
Yeah.
I rap with a southern dialect. You need to pay me in cash, cause I don't take chips. I'm young, but all the cougars want the king. And ever since I rapped about it, all my students want some lean. You just mimic what you see. We got Hemis in our jeep. And we ain't friendly, you'll see. Don't make me make that semi-skeet. Pulled up in a peach crush, and you ain't shit if you ain't never been
screwed up.
I'm the pop of those king, what you know about it? Give me a pint and I'ma pour a cup of O's about it.
Hold up,
man.
Rest in peace, DJ Screw.
Hold up.
All right, welcome back everyone to Life As It Does Live. And okay, just so I'll go ahead and put this to the air. my guest co-host will not be on today. He has a big emergency he'll take care of. So I do apologize to anyone that, you know, without misleading you with the show, just keeping you up to date what's going on. Things happen. And sometimes they happen on the fly. So that's what happens in live radio. You got to roll the punches. All right, so, but the thing is, we do have, you know, we've left with so much time left to talk about some of the crazy things going on. One I do want to go in on that is the big topic for today, and it's pretty much like a spider web effect because just one topic has kind of spiraled into many, and that is the Miss Universe 2015 pageant. Now, for those of you that don't know what the Miss Universe 2015 pageant is, if you're here in the U.S. and you're familiar with the Miss America pageant, then what it basically, this is that on a global scale. So you have different Miss of their country. So there's Miss USA that we have for us. As far as for the U.S., I should say, I say us. there's Canada, Miss Philippines, Miss Jamaica, Miss Colombia, all over the place. They have different beautiful women from all over the world. In intelligent women, there's a lot of intelligent women that are involved with this as well. And this year, It was just really crazy. And one mishap kind of took away the fervor out of the event. Now, throughout the show, I didn't hear any reports that Steve Harvey was kind of like, oh my God, you know, during the show. Throughout the course of the show, I didn't really hear any bad reports about that. But the moment that got the internet talking, and I mean all around the world, because again, this is the Miss Universe 2015 pageant. This affects the entire world. It is broadcasted worldwide. So, at this point in time, so what happened at said event? Was them at the end, you know, they do the final elimination. And of course they give the person who's hosting, they give them the card, you know, announcing the winner and the runner ups. So they had this card. I'll get to the card in a second, the design of the card. But so Steve Harvey, he gets Miss USA right. He accidentally reads the next thing that happens is where it gets crazy. He ends up announcing Miss Columbia as Miss Universe, that she's the first place winner. That's what he ends up doing, making her the Miss Universe. He sees that, and, you know, the confetti's coming out from Miss Colombia. Miss Philippines already walked over back to the little bleacher or whatever to kind of all as they all observe and congratulate Miss Colombia. Well, you know, as this goes by, I sat there because I watched the video to play the game of how long does it take for them to fix this mistake? People, took about 2 minutes and 15 seconds, 2:30, if you want to just kind of just add a little bit more as far as it's up to the time he got on the microphone. 2 minutes and 15 seconds is what it took. To figure out, oh my God, we screwed up. And here's the thing that we have not been talking about. See, here, this is a crazy part. Like, Steve Harvey wasn't the only person at fault here. Everybody was at fault. Because, you know, you get the light people, everybody, just the judges, ain't nobody say nothing. It took 2 minutes and 15 seconds for somebody to fucking say something. Because when it takes that, when you take that card, they had to put that card together. So, and I know they kind of, to some degree, they kind of not, they try to keep the suspense about it a little bit. But come on, guys. I know you had to have had a copy with you of who the winner was so that this wouldn't happen. It got too far before everything kind of got killed a little bit. It's ridiculous. I mean, this is just freaking ridiculous. And but I want to tell you why I want those people that bash Steve Harvey something serious. Now, I must admit, 80% of the bashing I did with Steve Harvey was all jokes. 80% of it was all jokes. And last time I checked, he's a comedian. He does that for a living. He tells jokes, and sometimes he tells jokes about people that aren't very nice to say. So, hey, first of all, let's all get off of this little crybaby wagon and realize, hey, he's a goddamn comedian. That's what he fucking does for a living. That's what the man does for a living. He roasts people. So when you get roaster, be prepared to get roasted, especially in the day and age of Black Twitter and Black Instagram. We are ready at the drop of a dime. When there is a fuck up, we are one call away, one screenshot away, one meme away before we start roasting somebody's ass. So when you fuck up, we're going to get you. You've had your little fun to laugh at some of the memes before, but oh, it's all fun and games, people, until you are the person being made fun of. So here's where the 20% comes into this. Me kind of like, hey, oh well, fuck it. Some of the stuff that he makes fun of on a daily basis is make fun of ignorant people who can't fucking read. So if you're going to make fun of people who can't read, make sure at any point in time it's time for you to read something, make sure you are on top of your game because you don't want to fuck up. I know my ass be fucking up. So that's why I don't talk down on people like that. But when you are no, but every now and then people need a champion that comes shut people down that want to talk shit about people and make them feel like they're ignorant. You, sir, had one job. We saw the card. I need all these people to stop being so, like, y'all are fake, man, because I watch the same people, they will going in about Fantasia, about the whole Hooked on Phonics stuff. Y'all having a field day going in on Fantasia. Charlamagne the guy was roasting the hell out of Floyd Mayweather about a damn live read he was doing for a drop or whatever. And everybody roasts the hell out of Floyd Mayweather for that. But, oh, because it's Steve Harvey, I'm supposed to shut the fuck up. Y'all lost y'all damn mind. Y'all got to stop turning these people. Y'all got to stop worshiping these people, man. Good God. If you fuck up and you do that on a daily basis of roasting people, be prepared to be the person that's going to get roasted, sir. Because I'm telling you, on our Monday show, it's called Hot After Dusk Mondays for a reason. Because we wait. And we wait for moments like this. Because it could have been a real slow news week for me. It was other news that happened. But I kind of get tired of sounding like a damn broken record about somebody shot somebody else, terrorist attack. I just get tired of talking about it. Or another black person's being done wrong by the cops. I get tired of talking about it. So every now and then, I sit around and go, oh, come on, news. Follow my damn lap. And then this beautiful bean footage falls into my damn lap. There's no way I was going to pass up the opportunity to go to hell in. Now, I'm going to go with some more, but, you know, you guys are always welcome to call in at 347-202-0389. Unless I have a special guest, then that's when I kind of add a little. I will ignore the phone lines a little bit because I don't want crazies calling in while I'm trying to interview folks. But one of the people I do let through a lot, because he got some goddamn sense for the most part, my boy Greg. What's up, Greg?
Wait, you won't call me one of the crazies, were you?
No, you good, man. You good.
Oh, I just making sure. Yo, you have said what I've been saying all day.
Oh,
why
my God.
Why the fuck are people losing their minds? You can't talk about Steve Harvey. He human. He make mistakes. Okay, fine. He made a fucking mistake. Yo, this is what Steve Harvey is a millionaire. For what? For laughing at other people's mistakes. For making jokes at other people's mistakes. This man made a blunder. He made a major blunder. And yeah, he was mad enough to live up to it. He was mad enough to admit it. But come on, man. This is what you do. So you know every people, just like you said, motherfuckers are lining up, salivating, wishing that they had an opportunity to go in on him right now. I mean, when it came out, I was so mad. We had just wrapped our show. I am so mad.
I was mad about that, too. I was like, oh, my God. Yeah, because y'all were already out the chain yesterday. If y'all would have had that in y'all lap,
we had just wrapped that. Man, so I knew you was going to do it. I just knew it. But think about it.
I was already planning. I said this show was going. I don't care what I don't care how tired I am. I'm doing a damn show today.
My thing was, I've seen people just literally get mad at other people for making jokes. If this would have happened to anybody else, Steve Harvey would have been the first person making a joke. He would have tore them up this morning on his radio show. If it would have happened to anybody else.
And everybody would be doing this. Did y'all hear what Steve Harvey said this morning?
Right.
He's stupid as hell.
But you made a point that I haven't heard today, and I didn't even think about it. Ain't nobody say nothing when they were teasing Fantasia.
No, they weren't.
You know? And Fantasia was basically, you know, you were teasing Fantasia. The people teasing Fantasia for being ignorant. You know, no offense to her, but that's what you was teasing her for. But it was okay. You were basically calling her dumb, and it was okay to tease her. But this man make mistake, and when people make mistakes, so you joking about that, and they got some of the best fucking memes for this, man. It is hilarious.
Yeah.
It is hilarious.
Because you know, everybody knows me. I have dubbed myself one of the meme kings because I am prepared. I am at the drop of a dime, and some shit come my way, and it's just good enough to make the cut. I will take the time out of my day and make one.
It was good. They had some good. But see, my thing, no meme to me is better than the video. Just to look at the two women on stage and Miss Columbia sitting there like, what the fuck just happened? And Miss Philippi kind of looking at her like, give me my shit, bitch. You know, I mean, it's the look she gave her. Like, can I have my stuff, please? So, I mean, people get a life, man. Y'all stop being mad. It's what we do. It's this is our job. If we didn't make fun of it, then we would be doing a disservice.
I feel you guys had disservice done to y'all between you and Chuck. Oh my God,
we would have went crazy.
Because,
you know, we ain't that crazy about Steve Harvey anyway. We still can't figure out how this man done had on his third marriages but tell a motherfucker how to treat a woman.
Oh, my God. See, I got the right person at the right time on the show. Because now, I'm telling you, see, I can talk, man. I really feel free now. I really feel free to say the hell out one now. Because all you did was open up Pandora's gate. The thing is, one of the people who I respect decided to get on somebody today because they were laughing at Steve Harvey for the mistake in the first place, and they didn't like the fact that they didn't like Steve Harvey. Now, granted, because I told him I was going to bring this up, so he's fine with it. Granted, he did use the word, he did call him a coon. And I was like, bro, you know, even though you were making a lot of great points, the moment you said coon in the beginning, they were going to act like they didn't hear none of you said.
Yeah.
And the thing was, you had to get past that. That was kind of like, you know how when you take a first take, you throw this wild thing out there, and then all of a sudden, then you go deeper into what you mean. Because everything from then on, I think that's what he really felt. And I was really feeling a lot of points he was talking about. Like, this is what they don't get. Another part of his career, like a lot of the late part of his career, once he became a radio personality and started going to TV and all that, it became this whole entire thing of let's bash the black man as much as possible. I'll lift you up only to bring your ass back down.
Exactly. I feel the same way.
Y'all can say what y'all want to say, but the main reason why some of y'all not as mad, you know, not don't feel as strongly as we do, and y'all kind of try to, I see some of them are the main ones going in about why are we going in on Steve Harvey. It's because he's not coming at y'all directly, but he is coming at, just because he's coming at y'all indirectly does not mean you're not affected. Because when we continuously get black men demeaned, this is what happens. We got to fight this shit every day.
And say it like you say it. The truth being said is right now, 90% of the people who are, y'all should leave Steve alone, y'all should do, are females.
Say it. What Kevin Hart say? Say it with your chest.
It's females. It's the females. Because Steve Harvey is their Oprah again. I mean, it is what it is. The fellas are like, okay, you know, we're going to bash you, and we still love you, but we'll bash you. But the females are, no, don't do that, because this lying motherfucker done got y'all thinking this whole 90-day stuff and these two movies, and you know, women are believing this. And he is just as much a dog as just about any man that he's talking about.
We're adapting to the game too.
Yes.
Because just because you say let's wait 90 days does not mean that makes your pussy value that much higher. That just means we're going to wait the 90 days, we're going to fuck the hell out of you, and we're going to keep it moving.
On that 91st day, your ass is gone.
You are out of there.
Just out of spite. On 91 days, your ass is gone.
I'm going to take it. Just because I'm young don't mean I don't know about this. I'm going to take us all the way back, bro. They going to be O-W-T out in the way of in the words of Fred Flintstone. Take you back. You weren't ready for that one.
No. You still got that young shit going on with you, so I wasn't ready for that.
That's the thing. I take pride in the fact that I ain't, that even though I'm as young as I am, I love the fact that I have a lot of knowledge of.
Oh yeah, yeah, I get that to you.
Oh my god, really, this is how I feel. In order for you to understand, in order for you to get a good understanding and understand how coming into where you're going to now, you got to have some background of what you're talking to, where you're going into.
Exactly.
And a lot of times, you got to dig some of that knowledge from back then and dig into the people who paved the way. Without them paved the way, hell, would I be up to this radio show right now? Nah, my ass would be in somebody's kitchen cleaning up and saying, yes, sir. I got, what would you say, sir, doing that shit? Well, I don't know. I'll probably be in the field because I'm like kind of.
I'll
be on the field more, so.
But I will say this. I'm totally against the real racist shit because his Twitter was tore up.
Yeah, these white folks, boy.
Oh, my God. His Twitter was tore up. I mean, nigga this and I hate you. I mean, I wouldn't say all that. He made a mistake. That's when I'll agree with the fact he made a mistake. He made a mistake, but yeah, it's okay to make jokes about it. He didn't kill nobody. Why are y'all so sensitive? He didn't kill anybody. What difference is it? He made a mistake. So let's go ahead and work with the mistake. Let's go ahead and joke with the mistake. But, you know.
Right.
I
had to. And I told people, like I said online, I said earlier, because I was letting people talk. That was kind of what I was doing. It gave me some more tea to be ready for. But I was like I came out of nowhere, put my comment, and said, y'all wait till tonight because I'm not going to have a favorable opinion when I get on this show. Don't think it's because I'm quiet. It's going to be favorable. It's not very favorable. Nobody wants to hear, because they didn't want to say, you turn down our leaders. No. I'm not going for it. I'm not going for it. Because don't run around here acting like you squeaky clean and shit.
Right.
And you got a bunch of dirt yourself. Again, y'all taking relationship advice. Y'all are taking relationship advice for a person who's been married not once. Oh, not twice. But he's now in his third marriage. You know what that's like taking lessons from? You know what that's like?
What?
That's like taking lessons from cooking lessons from someone that only know how to cook ramen noodles. What the hell you going to teach me? You only know how to cook ramen noodles, and you barely know how to make a PB&J sandwich. What the hell are you going to teach me about cooking?
That's like Pacquiao teaching how to beat Floyd. You know, that's basically what it is.
That's a good one, bro. That's a good one.
Yeah. How are you going to teach something you can't do? You ain't get it right yet. How are you going to teach somebody how to do it? You've proven that you can't get it right yet. But, you know, again, I'm glad you got a chance to say something, man. I really am, because this has been bothering me. I've been looking at these Facebooks.
Because I wanted y'all. I felt like you guys were cheated. It should have happened earlier.
Yeah.
They should have rushed to the show. Like, they get just in time. Oh, my God. Y'all were cheated. I'm so pissed at y'all. Y'all were cheated.
That's cool. As long as I know you got to it, we good.
But no, then it gets worse, bro. Then the tea gets worse about this whole entire fiasco. I mean, I said earlier that it's a spider web of crap that started happening. This spider web is so goddamn thick, Spider-Man has nothing on them. He can't read shit on this fucking spider web. So Miss Germany decided to say about our new Miss Universe 2015, Miss Philippines, she decided to say that none of us vote for her. How did she win? Wait, let's sit the hell back. Did your ass really come out of the world work and decide to start hating? It was ridiculous. They do not. It just goes to show you, it don't matter what part of the world you from. If you are of any type of melanin, a rich type person, your ass is going to get, people are going to hate the hell out of you. Hey,
you're definitely right.
Miss Philippines is bad. Hey, bro, I was checking that Miss Jamaica. Miss Jamaica? Man, girl, the hell you didn't win?
I can't lie, I ain't seen it. I haven't seen any of them. Only ones I've seen is Colombia and Philippines. On my bag, not Philippines. What's Steve Harvey call her? Philippines? Because the nigga couldn't even spell it when he...
Oh, I'm going to tell you what he did. Oh, because how did I get missed that T, that part of T going in off? This dude, okay, just when you thought the screwing up happened enough, like I said, it's a web of bullshit that happens. This dude came on Twitter and put an apology. First of all, let's stop the apology. Y'all know what I could, what is the nickname I call this show? This is Unapologetic Radio. I am not going to apologize for the shit I meant to say. So that's the problem. That's another problem with me, dude. Don't apologize for the shit you meant to do. If your ass can't fucking read, you can't fucking read. Simple as that. But, so not only do you have a problem not being able to read, apparently you have a problem being able to spell. So apparently, he thinks Philippines is spelled as Philippians, the damn Bible. Your Bible book. He fucking spelled Philippines as Philippians. Oh my God. Why was Miss Universe 2015 on pageant not on Saturday? Because every church house would have been having a ball Sunday. Did this dude really say Philippians? They would be turning his behind up on church on Sunday, you know, because you know how the first, you know how the mothers of the church be doing. They be gossiping.
Mm-hmm.
You heard what Steve said last night. You saw what he, that's that boy ignorant as hell. He said Philippians, not Philippines. This dude's Philippians. I just can't.
So Donald Trump comes out and says it wouldn't have never happened on his watch. Because, you know, up until this, Donald Trump was hosting the Miss Universe pageant. So now he's saying I would have never did that. Yeah. So this is just, don't think it's just us. Everybody's throwing shade right now. Steve, and I haven't heard Steve complain about it. Because, I mean, he's a professional. He knows people will get to him. I think it's messed up that people like, you know, some of his friends, you know, who they know they want to say something. Like, DL know he want to go in them, but he not.
Oh, man. I was listening to Ricky Smile this morning, but they were playing fucking replays. I was waiting for Ricky Smile to go in.
Yeah.
And I needed to check and see if Tom Joyner had something to say. Somebody had to have some balls. But they
somebody.
Probably got, man, that's not going in our board, man.
Yeah. That's why I said, thank God you were able to do something. Because somebody had to say something. Somebody had to agree with everybody else in America, you know, selfish, sensitive-ass people. So, I mean, I can't see why you're scared to say something. It's a joke.
Because
people make jokes all the time.
You know why people don't want to say nothing? Because they don't want to be the outcast of what's going on. They don't want to be, oh my God, Steve Harvey is a hero. You shouldn't go against a hero. Wow,
okay.
People. Just, oh my God, stop the madness. Really, stop the madness.
I just don't understand why.
Do you know what this reminds me of? I'm not trying to compare both instances, but the same type of fake-ass sympathy happened. Lamar Odom. Y'all making fun of Lamar Odom. People make fun of Lamar Odom year-round about him.
And this motherfucker almost
died. Right, and then all of a sudden, I can't believe, man, he almost gone, man. I got to stop talking about him like that. Weren't you just talking about him last week? Like, come on, people. We got to stop this fake sympathy, stop the fake apology. I call it a pot of lying, because you lying that you sorry. You not sorry. Stop doing that, man. I cannot. Goodness, own it. Own what you say, man. Own it. I hate apologize. Like, Cat Williams says it best. Don't be sorry. Be careful. Damn it, man. Be careful, man. I'm not trying to hear. That's why I hate the media these days. And even though I'm in the media, I hate the way some of it is. It's, oh, okay, he should apologize. And then all of a sudden, here comes such and such. I apologize for saying what I said. It was out of poor taste. Blah, 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 blah. Oh, my God, you're lying. You don't mean it. It's staged. I fucking hate this shit. But, you know, people don't understand. I hate fake apologies, man. I just don't like it. Do you know the greatest fake apology of all time?
What?
After slavery. It's a fake. It still goes on to this day. I just can't believe what happened to you guys. My ancestors were wrong. I'm not like my ancestors. Well, if you're not like your ancestors, then stop living through the privilege that you had because of them.
Yeah.
If you're not like your ancestors,
bitch, grant me a business loan, man. If you're not like your ancestors.
because you know what they do now? They hide behind these fancy terms. Oh, yeah. Well, sir, you're not qualified. You have to have at least, especially my favorite thing. There's a joke that goes around now I love. These jobs out here, once you have 10 years of work experience before the age of 22. The hell how? Especially they do this to college students. They kill me. Yeah, sir. You have to have at least 2 years of work experience to work at this company. The hell did they go to college for then? Explain that to me. What did they spend their hard-earned time and money for you to waste their time? That is just stupid. I don't get it. I just don't get it. Goodness. Common sense is not common. It's just not. It's a superpower that only very few are granted. Because I just don't get it. Maybe I'm stupid. Maybe I'm lost in some world. But, should we get, man, dang it. Yeah, as soon as you called in, time went by so fast.
Damn, it did. It's that time down.
Yeah, it's already touching.
Again, I appreciate you. I'm glad you was able to do it. Like I said, I wish we could have, but I'm glad you was able to do it. I'm glad it was able to be done correctly. I'm glad it was able to be done correctly. I didn't want nobody else to do it and screw it all up. So, thank you.
And hide behind
a wall. Yeah, if you're scared to say something, that's what I'm worried. That's what I'm talking about. I'm glad somebody was able to say something that won't scare of what other people would think.
And that's what I respect behind you. Like even when me and you, like for instance, yesterday I was giving you a hard time. What I always respect about you is you're not out here to try to please anybody. You're gonna say whatever the heck it is. And even if it's not favorable, you're still going to say
it. I was honest. I don't listen to that shit. So you made a hell of a point. That's why I
like that.
You made a point.
Bro, I fucking hate fake people that just don't admit that shit. Like, that's why I respect you.
People think you got to be around.
They think when you, as far as respecting people, you got to be around people you agree with 24/7. No, that's just corny. There's no way you're going to agree with someone 24/7, 100%. It's not happening.
Nah. When you said what you said, I was like, yeah, you're right. I can't even say nothing about it because I do talk about music. How bad music is all the time.
You had me cornered. I was like, you know what? I'm gonna punch him in the mouth real quick.
Yeah, you got me. You got me because you made it clear that I can't say. I honestly can't say anything about the music today because I walk into it with an attitude. I walk into it not liking it.
I think the problem is, it's a lot of great music, but when you come to radio, it's always a lot of great music. That's the question. I think that's the main problem. I want to point something I like to make is, it's not just not great music. It's now we became this age where great music isn't always on mainstream radio. It's always on the internet radio shows, the satellite radio shows. or you got digital internet.
I don't even listen to the radio. That's the other thing. I don't even listen to the radio. So
I literally have no right
to say what I say. I'll be the first on. I literally have no right to say what I say because I don't even listen to the radio. If I'm listening to anything, I'm listening to satellite radio. I'm listening to, like, Backspin or old hip-hop or old R&B. So I really have no really right to say what I say. So, I mean, that's being honest, man. To me, everybody sounds like Future. And
you're not wrong in that. it's gotten to the point now that it's too many people that they pick like two or three sounds for the year and just rock with that. Like,
right.
People are realizing that the reason what's going to make you blow up is not just blow up, but stay consistent and have more longevity is, do you have your own sound?
Be unique. Exactly.
And you can still be crunk. It don't have to be the most lyrical, but it needs to stand out and not be like a carbon copy of somebody else. At least do that. Like, I like to jam and turn up. I want to hear lyricism all day long. I'm about to go turn up. Because when I'm drinking, I'm not thinking about no damn lyrics anyway. But I tell you this, it needs to jam at least. And the more unique it sounds, the louder I get. So it needs to at least do that. People don't do that enough. They pick one person's sound and they roll with that. It's corny.
They keep rolling with it. I thought Jay-Z killed the old auto-tune shit, but he didn't. So,
it got worse.
They still did. It got worse.
I thought Kevin was gonna die, but then they started doing it more R&B wise.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh no, this shit's gonna get mad annoying. And yeah, they didn't let me down.
Well, anyway, so
I had to agree
with you what you said.
I definitely want to say this, man. Shout out to you. You know, making it through 2015, first year you debuted it, big time radio network. Congratulations on that. It is a tough journey. You have learned firsthand that a lot of people think, especially when you are doing consistent shows and doing all this stuff, we got to plan this shit. Like the shows that are consistent, it takes a lot of planning.
It does. But like I tell everybody, man, I thank you a lot for that because, you know, like I keep saying it, and I'm not just trying to, like, toot your horn, but I'm dead-ass serious. If it wasn't for you, we wouldn't be doing it. So, I mean, we said that yesterday before you got on the show, we were talking about you. So, you know, shout-outs to you. This none of the shit we were doing.
I came right in when you were talking about that, too.
Oh, no, we did it before. We came back. That was the second part we were talking about. When we first started talking, that's what we were talking about, too. We were saying, I was telling everybody how the reason we started was because Chuck was on your show.
Yeah, I was listening.
Oh, you came
in? I was listening during that part.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's how we got started because Chuck was on your show. He was like, man, we could do this. And thing you know, I was talking to you, getting the ideas, figuring out how to do it. And we've been rolling smooth since, man, and I appreciate it.
No, I mean, it did get us out, like James Brown said about Michael Jackson, it's one thing. Yeah, you know, because, you know, Michael Jackson, when he first started out, he was kind of doing some of the moves that James Brown was kind of doing at first.
Uh-huh.
But then he started to do it, and then, like James Brown said, I talk about this interview all the time. I love it. It was like before, it was like backstage at the BET Awards when they were honoring James Brown. And he was like, At first, he learned some moves from me, but then he came into his own. And that's what it is. Like, you don't feel like when you come here, even though I'll come over there and act a fool with you, and sometimes y'all come over here and act a fool with me too, we still got different shows and different vibes.
Exactly.
And that's what I like. It doesn't feel like you're trying to copy me. You just got inspired to do something that's in the same industry and do it your own way. That's what I respect that. When people do that, I got respect for them because you're not trying to be somebody. You just get inspired and do it your own way. And I like that. Don't,
I mean, we had to take something from you. I mean, I'll be the first to admit, we had to take something from you. You know what I mean? We had to take the the swag or something from you and then make it our own. So I would never say we didn't take anything from you. I would never say that we don't take from each other. But, I mean, that's the thing.
I don't really think you took anything from. I think you, again, y'all just got inspired that, man, we can do this. Like, there's opportunities for us to be, you know, the entrepreneurial mindset that you have, that we get to host a radio show, and if we're serious, you know, we can build into an empire with our brand. And that's what you did, and that's what I like. Like, you're not trying to be, again, you're not trying to be me, and it doesn't come up as that. It never has from the beginning of the show. I've never felt that way.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, as long as you ain't said it, that's good.
trust me, real talk, I be paying attention. Because there's some people, man, they be waiting to see what Sonny J going to do just so they can try to do it themselves.
And that's in everything. That's in the magazine and the desk spot.
Yes. And then, what they do is they take my stuff and then they go behind my back and hate on me.
Oh, well, we both know how that works. But anyway.
Yeah, that don't work too well. But there's many have tried, many have failed.
Many have failed.
So don't do it. But bro, it's like I said, it's been a great year. Like,
yes.
Wednesday show, I'm excited because oh my god, I ain't gonna lie, a low key be thirsting and she fine as hell. I'm be professional because I didn't have a lot of fine women that have tuned. That have checked into the show.
Well, that's for damn sure. You do have, but I understand where you're coming from.
Goodness, boy, man. Especially when it's a person you watch on TV.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. You was watching it like every day. You looking forward to that show? Yeah. I'm excited.
Checking out the videos. Yeah, it's gonna be good. I'm damn sure gonna make sure I'm
finer. And finding, like, the older she get, the finer she get. Goodness. Like, damn, I thought she was, you was fine, but she didn't, like, no, she was fine, but now she got, like, fine. Like, it's, I wasn't ready. I was not ready for this. Was not ready for what she turned out to be. Goodness. So, yes, Sarah Stokes be on the show for our season finale. Y'all know we got to do it. Every season finale, we bring y'all somebody big. Every season, we have not failed you yet. We had Andrea Lewis last year. Oh, my God. Y'all know I'd be low-key thirsty to Andrea Lewis. I'd be on her fan page like, keep doing what you're doing. I respect what you're doing. You got this, baby. I'd be, better know. You know, thank you, Sandy. Oh, she be telling me she would listen to the show. Rob, be getting geeked. I'm like, okay. You listen to the show? Okay.
All right. Slow down, Sandy. Slow down, bro. Slow down.
Yeah. And then the ladies are dropping this the year before that because we had Khalil Thomas on the show for the season before then. And they were just bugging me to death. Oh my God, you got Khalil Thomas in it. Oh my God. You know, just acting crazy. So, yeah. It's all right.
When did you have the Keenan and Kale kid?
No, he was actually during the summer, a few summers ago.
And he was doing some good ones, man.
At the time when he came through, he was releasing a movie with Sergio Entertainer. So I was excited behind that. It's crazy because now he had the show on Nickelodeon again.
Right.
So I'm just like, you never, man, I watched this happen continuously. People who came through here that people might think, oh, they're nostalgic per se, they go on to have another big project happen if they leave from here. I guess some kind of magic dust that we have here, because Andrea Lewis ended up in a Christmas movie that was a BET original movie that everyone got to see. It was on Centric and everything. And then Sarah Stokes coming through. She about to have her show debut on Centric.
Right, the reality show.
Yes, another reality show, actually. So
yeah.
I'm kind of interested to see how this is going to go because it's called From the Bottom Up. And you get to watch them fall out of these falling for grace, try to make it back up into what they love doing. So that's going to be interesting. So, yeah, y'all tune in Wednesday because I'm going to try to not be thirsty. I'm just really going to try.
I'll be listening, bro.
I do really good, man. Oh my God. But if I look at her picture and she talked to me like all sexy like, I ain't gonna be able to handle it. I'm practicing, man. I'm gonna bring the deep voice out on like, hey, what's up? Okay.
But don't do that.
Ooh, so
don't bring out the Barry White. Don't bring the Barry White out, man. Don't bring the Barry White out. Don't do that to her.
So what you yeah, so tell me, like, what made you get into this? All right, cool. All right. I'm about to put that silk on her, boy. I put that silk in voice on her. Be like, make her woo, woo, woo. I mean, if I do get enough, I can give her that whip appeal.
All right. I thought I was going to have you a stalker.
Oh, man. Let me stop playing, man. Baby face, man, he got them tracks. okay, so we get ready to close, y'all. I will remind you, you can find Big Time Radio Network. Go to on Facebook. You're on there every damn day because you laughed at Steve Harvey on there. So I know you got one. just search Big, B-I-G, Time, T-Y-M-E. Radio, you know how to spell radio. Don't be like Steve Harvey, I know how to spell. And network. So Big Time Radio Network.
Yeah, you get your last little shots here.
Oh, I get them in. Oh, you got. I close the show as well as I open it. I got to go. if you go to Dust Spot, type in Dust Spot on Facebook, you'll find us there too. And yeah. Oh, shout out to. Oh, yes, if y'all on DustSpot.com, I have put up Christmas lights on there.
Yeah, I saw that.
Pretty dope. Oh, yeah, I was having a little fun. Got actually blinking lights. Like, oh, okay, people like. So, yeah, I got a little juice like that, man. We make some things happen. Well, yes. Oh, my God, people. Again, I appreciate everyone for all the support and supporting all the, you know, I love the fact that when y'all support the people who come to the show, it makes the show more impactful. Because if you don't follow the people on the show, then what good is the show doing, right?
Right. So yeah, good point.
So yes, follow the people, man, that come to the show. It's a lot of great people that is doing the stuff. They are gonna make you cry, make you laugh, get turned on, or sometimes all three of all of the above. So, yes, check that out. That being said, y'all, we'll see y'all on Wednesday for the season finale of Life That Does Live. But before we do that, we remind you in everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, where there's a J or where there's a U, there is a way. Y'all tune in to the episode of Life at the Dusk with your boy, Ceddy J. Shout out to my boy, G Money in the building. Yeah. So yes, we out. Peace.